God, I hated that. No, I know I was invested in it, but like, the way everything went down at the end was just... they didn't really leave anything to the imagination. I saw it coming from the first 30 minutes, but I still didn't want to see it. The spiders were one thing, but that? With the tree and the way it wrapped around them? Ugh. If I have nightmares tonight, I'm blaming you. Just admit you wanted to see me terrified. Hey, I was not using the drink. I just lost the straw at one point. Well, I didn't want to litter, so I wanted to find it. Okay, it got me on the jump scares, I'll give you that. But why do they always have to add those creepy string plucking sounds? My whole body was on edge, and I could feel my heart in my throat. No, I get it. It's like an adrenaline rush when you watch scary movies. And at least in the theater, you're watching it with a bunch of people and not by yourself. There is no way I would have watched that by myself. You must be built different if you'd pick that kind of movie when you're alone. Okay, haha. I'm glad you're having fun at my expense. It was our first date, wasn't it? When you realized I couldn't handle spooky stuff. When we went to that, haunted house thing with the fake skeletons and the fog. Huh? We've been on a ton of different dates since then, and that's what you remember the most? We need to start making better memories. Ah, you're right. It was our first official date in public. I think about it sometimes. Yeah. I can't believe how nervous I was back then. Despite trying to look cool and everything, there was no way I could when I was trying to impress you. I was probably going about it the wrong way, too. You found me being afraid cute? What does that even mean? You just like it when you can laugh at me. I know. I see the way you look at me, trying to hide your geeky smile behind your hand. You think you're so sly about it, but I see straight through you. Yeah, I can be observant. And, okay, I might be a little slow at times, but that doesn't mean I can't figure things out. Especially when it comes to you. I want to know everything about you. And also why you like horror so much. This isn't about me. Let's see. I was a hyperactive kid. I had to tone it down when my brothers were born, and because my dad was out of the picture soon after, I kinda had to take his place. So whenever they had nightmares or something, they'd come to me about them. And some of them were wild, like... Gio, the second oldest, used to think he had an imaginary friend that lived in the closet. So he'd have his dessert in there, and sometimes we'd hear him just laughing to himself. So one night, I asked him to draw his friend, and it was... Some kids have crazy imaginations, and Gio was definitely one of them. And then my youngest brother, Kyle, he would come up with the strangest things. Shadow people on the ceilings, a colony of space aliens living under his bed. I think between the both of them, I had way too much fuel for nightmares. And they always scared me to the point where I couldn't watch or play any scary games because I knew I'd be in for it when I went to sleep. Yeah, it's weird that it affects me even now. I'm aware of what happens, but I can't stop from thinking about it. The mind is weird. Huh? No, it's okay, really. I know how much you love them, so don't feel sorry about it, alright? I can take one scary movie every now and then. They're already less intimidating because you like them a lot, so I can tie something positive to the experience. What? I'm just telling the truth. You want me to lie and say I hate it? I don't, I promise. So don't worry your pretty head about it. You want to grab something to eat before we go back home? Okay, There's a couple of drive-thrus around here. What do you want? I am totally down with junk food. McDonald's and Kurger Bing are just around the block. Oh, Kyle could never say it when he was younger, so it kind of stuck whenever we saw it. He knows how to say it now, but we still call it Kurger Bing. He's 12, and Gio's 16. Yeah, they like trick-or-treating. We used to go together with our little cauldrons and harass the neighbors. Then at the end, we'd put all of our stuff together and choose what we wanted. But I see less kids doing it nowadays. What about you? Did you go? I can imagine you in one of those white sheets with the eyes cut out. I bet you had pinchable cheeks when you were a kid. You're such a liar. Okay, one day we'll exchange baby pics, alright? No, I admit it. I had some pretty puffy cheeks. I'll ask my mom to see if she can dig up any and send them to me. She takes a lot of photos, so there's gotta be some stashed away in the attic. Every year she makes an album, and whenever we're all together near the end, we look through it. When I introduce you to my family, I'll find them for you. What? Of course I do. I want you to meet everyone. My mom will love you, that's for sure. She's the type to win you over with her cooking. If there's one thing we always had, it was food, and she's awesome at it. And my brothers can be a pain in the ass, but I think they'd like you too. Hi, I'll have the Impossible Whopper, just the burger, and what do you want? Yeah.
Alright, we'll bring out the food for you shortly.
Okay, thank you. When? Whenever you're ready. I don't want to push you into it. Meeting all of them at once is going to be pretty hectic. Well, because I've never really introduced them to anyone. Well, maybe like a classmate when I was in fourth grade, but that's only because we exchanged ring pops. And then when our parents found out, they started setting up playdates. Oh, there's photos of me every year since my birth. Oh, you're gonna have a field day with those albums, I can already tell. Yeah, she's meticulous with the memories. I don't know if it's a matter of being scared she'll forget or to reveal it all at our weddings, but we were used to having a camera pointed at us. At least she always had a smile on her face when she took them. Marriage. Ooh, that's a hard one. I know my mom wants us all to have our own families at some point. It's way too early for me to even be thinking about that kind of commitment, but I wouldn't be against it if I'm with the right person. If it's meant to be, everything will fall into place. What about you? Yeah. Nowadays it doesn't feel as necessary. But it's also kind of expected if you think you're gonna be with your partner for the rest of your life. Nah, I'm not religious. I also don't let other people dictate what I should and shouldn't do. If I'm gonna be honest, I always think about what the future could look like. And now that I have you, that ideal future I've always wanted seems a little closer to grab. In the grand scheme of things, we've only just started dating, but would you ever consider marriage? I'm just curious, and I know it's way too early to be thinking about endgame plans, but I think it's good to keep note of. Yeah, I totally get it. It's a huge decision. I think I'd probably wait a little more before seriously thinking about it, but it's not impossible to see in the future.
Thanks.
You want to check and see if everything's in there? Yeah? Awesome. You want to eat it at my place or in the car? Okay, I'll find somewhere to park. No, it's okay. It'll feel like our date hasn't ended, so I'm all for it. How about here? It's kind of empty. Thank you.
I haven't had this in a while.
Yeah, I only eat out when I'm treating myself, but today's a special occasion, so I can let loose for a bit. Huh? Smoking? It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
I'm just treating myself again.
You could say I'm going all out. I know Mr. Taylor wants us in good shape, and I know smoking is bad, but a few won't hurt. At least I don't smoke nearly as much as I used to.
Before we got together, I was dependent on them. I didn't want to be, but I think a lot of it was boredom. And maybe stress, too. Like, I used to go through at least one pack a day.
Just about college in general. But now I only have a cigarette when I want to chill a little more. And that movie didn't really do that.
Hey, I told you over the phone, didn't I? I can suck it up for a couple of hours. And I want to know you more and embrace what you enjoy.
Sure, I might not be able to handle it all the time, but it's not like I'm going to ignore it. When I asked you to go out with me, I was ready to accept all of you, no matter what. And that includes ghouls, ghosts, and everything else that's supposed to scare kids. Okay? You worry too much, you know? It's cute, though.
No, I didn't buy anything.
I didn't think you'd want me to. Why, did you get a costume for Halloween? Oh yeah, that party got canceled, right? I was thinking of going, but I didn't want to show up to practice with a hangover. Yeah, but where's the fun going to a party if you can't drink? Unless you're the designated driver, in which case, you're obligated to stay sober. Our own party? What, just the two of us? Okay, I see where you're going. You mean blast the music with strobe lights kind of party, or slow dancing with dim lights kind of party? I'm fine with either. I'm guessing the second idea. Yeah, I mean, I still have that candle set we could light. And my dad's got his vinyls. We could go back and have that kind of Halloween. It'll be our holiday. We ticked off this scary movie. I can go by the store real quick and pick up some chocolate for the kids if they knock. And we'll be spending it together. I could be the handsome demon who's trying to bring you down to hell with me. And right at the end of the slow dance, we'd kiss and seal the deal. It'd be pretty fun, wouldn't it? But I don't need all that to kiss you. I'm going to hell either way, so why don't I take you with me? That's something a demon would say, right? I think I'd make a great devil. You think horns would suit me? Really? Is that the best you can come up with? I'd be horny. Well, around you, how could I not be? Mm-hmm.
what's gotten into you? I'm not complaining. Maybe the demon side of me is tempting you. Hold on, let me move back the seat. Alright. Come here. Sit down on me. Hey, you okay? Watch your head. You were a little hungry, but did you have something else in mind? I always have an appetite for you. You're lucky my windows are tinted, or everyone else would see you like this. Oh, you like that thought? I'm not surprised. We've been in some odd situations, and every time it was like you could hardly hold your voice back. But maybe that's what you like the most. Look at how horny you are already. You gotta hold your voice back, remember? All it takes is for someone to be curious enough to look through the window, and they'll see you. Nope, I'm not kissing you. I want to watch how you try to keep yourself silent. What? You look so fucking hot right now. But I can tell it's not enough for you. You're right. I can hardly hold myself back either. You want to undo it for me? See, it doesn't take me much to get riled up, but this is the first time we've done this outside. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? Yeah, I might have fantasized about it every now and then. Who doesn't like to imagine their partner in all types of scenarios? If they say they don't, they're lying. I'm always prepared, just in case. Lean back a little, but be careful of the wheel. You gotta stay quiet, remember? Relax. Come here. Feel your muscles tensing underneath my lips. Wow. I didn't know you liked doing this outside this much. I bet you can't wait for me to fuck you. You tightened up a lot. Maybe the times we were in close spaces did something to you, huh? I'm not gonna help you stay quiet. Looks like you're having fun enough doing that on your own. The way you're tightening around my fingers every time you hear someone makes me think you want to be caught. How about if I picked up the pace just a bit? What, you're almost there already? Not just yet. I want to have some fun too. I don't know. I've never done this so openly before. But even when we were in the locker or the elevator, I got a high doing those things to you and I knew we could be caught any second. Alright. Come and fuck yourself on me. I know you want to be dirty. I can see it on your face. Hey, don't bite your lip too hard. You'll make it bleed. If you really want to stay quiet, I can gag you. I wasn't that prepared, but we could get one another time. You look so sexy with that strapped around your mouth. Yeah, imagine it. If I knew you'd be this into it, I would have done it sooner, but it's never good to go too fast, you know? Me? I didn't purposely get us into those situations, but I'd be lying if I said it didn't turn me on. Faster? You can do it yourself. Move those hips. Are my eyes intense? Can you blame me? You should see yourself right now. I want to kiss every inch of you, but I'm not gonna give in. This is all about you. I mean, fucking in a car is pretty hot, huh? Especially when there are people around. Go on. Have a look outside. You can see them, but they can't see you. Huh? You see someone? They're pretty close, aren't they? It'd be a shame if they hurt you. Don't be too loud. We'd both get in trouble. Are you kidding me? I fucking love this. That was close, huh? Ow! What was that for? They were pretty close. But did you realize how tight you got? I was beginning to think you'd rip my dick off. Well, they're gone now, so... Come here. Yeah, I'm close. Go on. Make yourself come. That's the best sex I've had. I know you're the only person I've had sex with, but it's still the best sex I've ever had. I've never seen you like that before. Near the end, you looked so desperate. I just wanted to pin you down and fuck you against the door, but I would have lost my control so quickly. And as much as the thought of getting caught is sexy and all, actually getting caught would be a nightmare. Would you wanna do it again? Hell yeah. I'm all for exploring and seeing what does and doesn't work. For the both of us, it seems this is a definite win. All right. Be careful. You feeling good? Yeah, me too. If this is something that happens after scary movies, I think we should watch more. Halloween might turn out to be my favorite time of the year. Yeah, we got candy, chocolate, scary movies, and great sex. We could have more of some than others, though. Honestly, after that, the scares are worth it. You wanna head back and watch a movie before our romantic Halloween dance? Okay. Chick flick it is. Any in particular? We watched that a couple of weeks ago. I didn't mean to fall asleep in the middle of it, I swear. Alright, you can choose any other romantic movie, but not that one.